You know, step two says we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Well, if we got to be restored to sanity, that indicates we must be insane. And many alcoholics are highly offended when you bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, don't tell me I'm insane. Yeah, I do some pretty crazy, stupid things when drinking. But when I'm sober, I'm much like normal people. Other alcoholics say, well, I don't have any trouble with this insanity because I remember the crazy, stupid things I did while drinking. In either case, they're referring to the stupid things we do while drunk. No, that's not insanity. The stupid things we do while drunk, that's caused by a mind that is filled with alcohol, which lowers the inhibitions. And if your mind is filled with something that lowers your inhibitions, look out. You're going to do some pretty crazy, stupid things, all right.
That's why they give all that free booze downstairs.
That's not insanity. That's caused by alcohol itself. In order for us to understand this, we finally had to go back to the dictionary again. And to look up the word sanity, or the word sane. And it's defined in the dictionary as wholeness of mind, or completeness of mind. If your mind is whole, if your mind is complete, that means you can see the truth about everything around you. You'll normally make decisions then based on truth, and life turns out to be pretty good. An insane mind is one that is less than whole. A mind that is less than whole cannot always see the truth about everything around it. Sometimes makes a decision based upon a lie, and then life becomes pretty lousy. To be insane does not mean you're crazy.
To hear the full recording, download the free Sober Hub app. It's a completely nonprofit platform built to provide the tools you need for your journey. Grab the app today, and don't forget to share it with others.